in this week's Seder, to tell the story of Kibrei Sativa and all the stories are lessons for us. So let's just go over a minute point of the story. It says, Wasafsuf Asher Bekirba Hisabu Taiva. There were those that forced themselves or excited themselves to have a taiva. Vayashuvu Vayivku Gambinei Yisrael Vayemru Miyachilenu Basa. They said they need meat. Zacharnu Es Hadoga Asher Nechal B'Mitzrayim Chinam. We recall all the fish that we ate chinam. Es HaKishuim, the cucumbers, Es HaVeitichim, the melons, Es HaChotzi, Es HaMtsolim, Es HaShumim. V'yato Enal Nafshenu Yivesha Ein Kel. Bilti Elamona Einenu. All we have is the money. And now the Torah speaks. He says, and what's the mon? Rashi says, it's like the Kodesh Baruch Hu speaking now. V'hamon kizra gadhu. It was a beautiful looking seed. V'einoi ke'ein habdoilach. It was very appetizing. Shotu hom v'loktu v'tochnu b'reichayim v'idochu b'mamdoicha u'vishlu b'apor v'os oisa uga. Rashi brings on the Chazal that they didn't have to go and plant anything. They just had to go out and get it. And if they wanted fried foods, it tastes like fried foods. Whatever they wanted was there. Uveredes hatal alamachna loylo yeriz hamon olam. That's the story. And vayishra Moshe es on boichel mishpachaysov. Vayicha af Hashem ma'oid v'enei Moshe ro. That's what it says. Rashi says a statement. After the Torah says the benefits of the mon, Rashi, v'hamon kizera gad, klayma re'u boi oilam, al ma misleinen im bonai, v'hamon kach v'kach hu koshim. Look at what they're complaining about. They said, zacharnu es hadogim, that we ate chinam. So Rashi brings on the Chazal, chinam b'mitzvahs. Chinam b'mitzvahs. I was speaking to a rabbi yesterday, and the rabbi told me an amusing incident. They had a breakfast in shul for the brotherhood, you know, after Sunday morning tefillahs. And it seems that the Baal Tefillah had good connections, and he finished the Tefillah pretty quick. And the women hadn't set up the breakfast yet. So they still had 15 minutes to eat the breakfast. So the president of the shul walked over to the rabbi. He says, Rabbi, we got to kill some time. Maybe you'll teach us some halachas. What does that mean? To them, that's killing time. They have to kill time. So therefore, when the rabbi speaks, nobody has to listen. But Lamai said, there's a rabbi talking. He can teach you Mishnais and teach halachas, and the people are, you know, that's the way they're killing time. Get it together for the breakfast. That's not killing time. But, you know, learning Ruchnius, having some Ruchnius is the art of killing time. Rav Moshe Eisenman says, you know, you sometimes hear Bachrim, that they say they're taking off from college to learn a year or two. He says, do you understand the poison of that hashkafa? You're taking off from college to learn? Or you're taking off from learning to go to college? What are you machshir? What are you taking off from? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, he says, "Re'u almam misleinen and bonai." Look at what they're complaining about. What are they complaining about? It says that what was the mon? The mon was a delicious food. The mon was a delicious food. I've quoted many times the Sefurnu. The Sefurnu says on the pasuk, "Why have I given you the mon? Laman anasenu hayelech b'savasi imloi." Laman anasen hayelach b'saros yimloi. So the Sefurnu says, what does that mean? What's the anasenu hayelach b'saros yimloi? Now, if you want to be medayik, and it's a beautiful deal. In b'chukai say teilechu, so the Chazal say shetiu amelim b'tera. When it says leman anasena, I'm giving you the mon leman anasena hayelech b'seirosi imlohi. Right? Zokta sefurnu. I'm giving you the mon. Now that you don't have the tirda of getting your parnosa, I want to know hayelech b'seirosi imlohi. What are you going to do with the time? Are you going to be an omel? Are you going to go and use the time? That's the whole concept of the month. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to prepare Klal Yisrael to go be makabel the Torah. So the month was given to them. And that was the test. When I have now the free time, what do I want? What happens over here? They say, the man, listen, Enoch and Amir has all the taste of the fish, etc., 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 but I'm fed up with it. So Chazal say, why are you fed up with it? Because you want to be chinam b'mitzvahs. Right? What does that mean? I would rather live a different type of life. I would rather kill my time than to have mitzvahs. That's what they were saying. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ru'u alma mislainin nimbonai. What are they complaining about? Look what they want to give up. They want to give up their own shleimus so that they can waste their time. You know, we go through life and we don't appreciate what we have. And as I've said so many times, when you're in yeshiva and you're given the opportunity to go and be mashlim yourself, and you're looking for opportunities not to be mashlim yourself, you're given three meals a day, you're given rabbeim, you don't want it, right? Who needs Bill Goldberg's chicken? I have to go to Kosher Bite. I have to spend at least 20 minutes to get there, at least 20 minutes to come back. I got to wait there till they get the things ready. It's all handed to you on a platter. It's handed you on a platter for what reason? For what reason? That you shouldn't have to waste your time. So what are you saying? Who needs it? Who needs it? Why don't you need it? Because you're not much of your life. You're not much of your life. To you, living... Right? And don't take it as I'm giving you a patch. But what happened yesterday was something which I felt was belittling to the buffer. If when a good humor truck pulls up and there's a whole crowd around them, you're babies. No, little kids around a good humor truck. What are you doing? You know, you're supposed to be adults, right? You're supposed to be B'nai Torah. B'nai Torah are supposed to be, I'm not saying that you are, you know, you can have a geschmack from your tongue going out and licking an ice cream pop, right? Or you can have a geschmack from using your head, right? When you're in a yeshiva, right, you're being taught. And you recognize that there's no greater geschmack than using your head. Ein simcha kehetes fekes. When a person gets clarity, there's no greater geschmack. Kudi Hashem yeshorim mesam chaylev. It's a geschmack that remains. When you go, you buy a good yuma ice cream pop, so the geschmack lasts for 3 minutes, then it's all over and done. Who is this person who is really not hungry? Not hungry. And you're going to eat supper in a few minutes. And a good yuma ice cream truck pulls up, and you run out for what? Run out for what? That for a few minutes, I can have a geschmack of what? Of my sechel having geschmack? Right? Or the gashmi is having a geschmack? It's immaturity. Pure immaturity. I'm not saying that you're there. I'm just pointing things out. It's pure immaturity. But there's certain immaturity that a person has to be ashamed of. You know?
A person has to be ashamed of acting immature. That you're in a yeshiva, and a yeshiva is teaching you a certain chashivas, a certain value of time. There should have been a certain bizyonus to stand around such a truck. All right, so we're not there yet. I'm just pointing it out to you. But you have to understand that it is bizyonus. There's so many things in life that if you just make a cheshbon ha-nefesh, that people have tainus, and the tainus are on them, because they're not machir what is trying to be done to them. Because Rebbe says, I'm giving you a month, right? I'm giving you a month, and what do you want? A few years ago, there was never an incident. You can apply this scenario to so many cases in your life or in my life. You know, sometimes you find a bocher who hasn't got enough brains, right, is interested in learning how to drive early, even though statistics show that accidents are mostly with teenage drivers. Not that you're not choshev, but you have to understand, a teenage driver hasn't got experience of life. You can have a cotton who's 10, 11 years old, who is smarter than a 20-year-old and than a 40-year-old. Yet a cotton has no das to make a chalais. Why not? Because he's lacking the experience of life. He can have brains. But experience is very, very important. But you have a bucket getting, you know, me, I'm 16 already, 17, 18. You know, if I can serve in the army and do whatever they do in the army, then I can do anything, right? So Mela, I can drive a car too. And Mela, you have some Bokrim who pressure the parents. Some Bokrim who can pressure a parent to get them a car when they're home, right? There was a story that happened just a few years ago, where a girl pressured her father. She graduated high school, and so her father bought her a car, right? And the next day she was dead. Right, she was driving around, and the thing that the whole was a glick, right? She's growing up for this purpose, and when you have parents who are being mechan of you, because they have the experience of life, and they say, no, when you get older, not at your age. And you can have some bokrim have tainus on their parents. Everybody tainus about. Ooh, see what people have complaints about when they have chashuv parents who are concerned about them. Ruh, al ma hisleinu nubanai. Look what they're complaining about. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis is down. The pasuk says, "Vayokam David, vayachreis es knaf hamil asher l'shol balot." He cut off the corner of Shol's beged when he found him in the cave, in order to show Shol that he was there and he didn't kill him. Omer Rav Yosi Rav Chanina kol hamavazes abegodim. If somebody's mevaze begodim, eventually you're not going to be nana from it. Why? That when he got older, the begodim couldn't keep him warm. What's the hashkofa that the Gemara is telling us? That if there's something that has a purpose, and you're mevaze it, eventually that thing cannot serve its purpose. The reason why food is nutritious, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu said it is nutritious. A person can eat food. If you eat wood, you eat grass, It's not going to be nutritious. Why? Because for a human being, that's not nutrition food. The reason why it's nutritious is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. Why do you keep warm? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said so. Right? If the Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't say so, so the beggar wouldn't keep you warm. The hashkafa we're being taught is that if I'm giving you a beged and you're mevazeh, right? So eventually this beged will not serve its purpose. In David's case, it wasn't that he was mevazeh for himself, that lefi madregosoi, he was mevazeh the beged and therefore blo yechava. So Rav Dessler says, don't think that this is only in Gashmi Yizdik in Yonim. Something is only Gashmi Yizdik in Yonim. He says it's in Ruchni Yizdik in Yonim too. He says if somebody is mevaza something, if Torah is being given to you, and you not machshev it, then what Torah has to accomplish, it will not accomplish. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tzadik Tesa Meralev says, when someone has the ability to learn and he chooses not to learn, Torah is the Shleimus Ha'odam. And if someone is Mevazet Torah, how are you Mevazet Torah? You learn haphazardly when I have time. Because there are more important things in my life. Right? There are more important things in my life. I have to go to a ball game. I have to listen to this. I got to do this. Right? So that's called Boizas Dvar Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you. And you're Boizas Dvar Hashem. It says, Kol mi she'ef shloi lasik b'tor avein lo oisik ha'reiza Boizas Dvar Hashem. So what does that mean? So you're going to sit down in front of a Gemara and you're going to learn. What does Torah have to do? Torah has to go and be mahapif you into a ben Torah. He says, if you're mevazeh Dvar Hashem, you'll never become a ben Torah. Just like the begodim are your mevazeh, the beged will not be mechamim you. The same thing if you're not machshev Torah. The whole tachlis of Torah is going to become bottle. Kvan is coming, stickle to the end, to the beginning of the, we'll call the summer's month. The summer's man is not as man for Bizoyin as Dvar Hashem. The same chashivas that we're supposed to have during this man, we're supposed to have during the summer's man, in a different form or shape. But when somebody gives up Torah for stupidity, somebody gives up Torah to kill time, just wants to waste his life, he's a boiz as Dvar Hashem. To some bachrim, it's immature because they were never machshev Torah yet. But to those who have come to the Madrega and who have reached the Madrega and they see what Torah does for them, those who have reached that Madrega and they're willing to give it up, that's called a Bezes Dvar Hashem. And Chas V'Shalom, that the Torah that they want to learn should not fulfill its tachlis in life. Eilam is learning Gevaldik. Zman is not over when you leave the yeshiva. The same bren, the same geschmack that you have to take on with you during the summer Zman. You're not supposed to look over your shoulders to see, am I different than the other person? Because you are different. Baruch Hashem, you are different. You are the Am Segula. You are different. And it's your tachlis in life to lift the other people up, not that they should pull you down. You have to continuously be machshev what you've accomplished, how much more you have to accomplish, and not to slip back to the point that you left.